I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean National Security Director Chung Wi-yong met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday in Beijing. Miller Sega has more on that meeting.
Chung spoke earlier with China's top foreign policy advisor on the recent inter-Korean talks, where he praised the role of Chinese President Xi Jinping's administration in nudging North Korea toward denuclearization. Chung announced last week that U.S. President Donald Trump said he would meet Kim by May to, quote, achieve permanent denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Millar Sega, VOA News.
A plane carrying 71 people from Bangladesh swerved erratically and flew dangerously low before crashing and erupting into flames as it landed Monday in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu. Isha Sarai has more.
Officials and witnesses said the crash killed at least 50 people. The exact number of dead and injured remained unclear amid the chaos of the crash and the rush of the badly injured people to nearby hospitals. Officials at Kathmandu Medical College said they were treating 16 survivors. An airline spokesman said that the U.S.-Bangla Airlines flight BS-211 from Dhaka to Kathmandu was carrying 67 passengers and 4 crew members. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to speak Monday about the poisoning of a Russian spy amid speculation that she will blame Russia for the attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that Britain must clarify its position on the poisoning before Russia will agree to speak about it. The Kremlin has denied allegations of any involvement in the attack. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General says attacks on the Damascus suburbs of eastern Ghouta have intensified since the adoption of a UN resolution.